We have today Pooja Singh, confidence and communication coach. She's a founder of Constellar. She helps people build public speaking skills with ease. She's also a former public relations and communications professional. Morning, Pooja. Welcome to Mrugashira. It's great to have you on my podcast.
Thank you so much, Radha. It is such a pleasure to be a part of Mrugashira, and thank you so much for having me here.
What you do, Pooja, is very interesting and very fascinating. To train children from a very young age in terms of in their self-confidence, in terms of public speaking. What prompted you to focus on this?
Humans, you know, by nature, we are social animals. So I think communicating and navigating through our communication skills, our interactions has been a core to our existence. Now, whether it's speaking, expressing emotions, or understanding one another, I think effective communications play a very, very important role in doing so many things, you know, on a personal front, building relationships or fostering understanding. And if I have to talk from the child's point of view, you know, this actually helps them become confident and be aware about themselves to achieve not just holistic academic success, but also personal success. And as they are growing into adults, this is an important skill. And yes, many parents, you know, don't come forward to acknowledge that their children require this help. And there are many reasons that I have seen in my journey, you know, some of them being that some parents just don't fully understand the significance and the impact of this, or they are purely restricted to working on, you know, the academic or the grades and scores for their children. Or some parents just think that this is an innate ability and my child, you know, will learn to speak at some point in time. And so they really are not keen for this intervention. And last but not the least, you know, another thing that we have observed is, you know, for extracurricular upskilling, this skill is definitely not a part of top skills. And this is such an important skill. So I just feel that, you know, for us, you know, this intervention started much earlier, Radha, when, you know, I just received a feedback from my daughter's school suggesting that she needed this assistance, you know, in building her confidence and opening up. And that's when it became very clear to me that these skills were crucial for her overall growth and success. And alongside, you know, when I was working with her, you know, what really struck me even more was the realization that many children out there require similar support. And I think recognizing the significance of early intervention to help not just my daughter, but to help many children become articulate, become confident, I started my work. And I truly believe in this, you know, adage that catch them young. Because during early years, you know, their brains are like sponges. They absorb information. They, you know, the experiences that are happening around them, they absorb it, you know, at an astonishing rate. So I just felt that, you know, introducing these skills early on, we can provide a strong foundation to our children. And that's why, you know, we started working on her, you know, that early an age.
So where did you begin? Because somewhere it is also your own journey, right?
Yes, you're very right. It was most amazing the way this all started. And I could never imagine when I started that I will reach till here. So it all started with the parents teacher meeting, you know, with my daughter's class teacher when she was about 3.5 years old. And we received this feedback at the parents teacher meeting that she is a very sharp girl. She's intelligent, but she's taking, you know, too long to open up. And the principal of the school personally said, "Hey, Pooja, I see that, you know, you have done communication and theater." And they just asked me to collaborate and use those skills, okay, and collaborate with the school and start working on her without any delay. You know, when I came back, you know, holding her hand, the only thought that was hitting me was, and how can I really do this, you know, and can I do this? That question, you know, always lingers on the, you know, on the minds of parents that, oh, how can we help? But then, you know, after talking to my husband, you know, just realized that, you know, I have a background in managing, you know, corporate communications for various companies. And I used to do a lot of theater at school, and I have done some extension programs at National School of Drama, Delhi. So I just thought, hey, I'm ready to take up to this challenge and make a difference in my child's life. She needs me. She needs me a bit more than just getting her, you know, the basic necessities of life. And I realized that theater had helped me immensely when I was a kid. And I was sure that this will help my daughter as well. So, and honestly speaking, Radha, you know, mothers are our children's, you know, first teachers. And that really comes so naturally to us. We not just provide a safe and supportive environment to understand them well, but, you know, for her also, trusting her mother as her first teacher, it became, you know, it was an easy process. And I just started to build her self-trust and confidence. And, you know, Radha, I still remember those days when I used to work with her, along with her, you know, two other friends that I included in this, reading them stories, enacting characters, reading poems, you know, helping them find their voice, building their imagination, doing role plays, you know, performing Cinderella's and the Bad Moms and, you know, so many other characters, and putting up, you know, these little shows where, you know, they would impromptu do something or we would have a planned script. I really saw these three kids open up and blossom, Radha. The changes, you know, from tiny to big started, you know, were more visible. And the only thing that I did, Radha, was consistent and regular in my effort. And the outcome of all this, you know, I would say fun work was most wonderful, you know, when my tiny little girl walked the stage at the age of five and a half, I remember, you know, as the master of ceremony at her school's annual day. And the audience was actually spellbound when this five-year-old was standing with, you know, 10 and 12 and 13-year-olds. And so everybody was wondering that how she's speaking so confidently and how she been able to do this and, you know, memorize so many lines. And her teachers also trusted her with that kind of, you know, content. There was no looking back, Radha, for me. I just opened up my doors to parents who wish to see their children overcome shyness and the fear of speaking. And we created, you know, slowly, I think it took us many years to formalize everything. And Constellar is finally here, you know, to help our children.
How many children you have, you know, like supported, enabled to become confident of themselves so far?
So far, we have touched about 2,000, more than 2,500 children, Radha, across globe.
Work with children outside of India as well? Because you're mentioning across the globe.
Yes. So I think I would really thank the pandemic, okay, for one thing that happened to us was we started getting in calls, okay. We did a small program with the Better India on their platform. They took us pan India. They had seen our work, known our work. So they invited us to ask if we could, you know, partner with them and do these learning sessions, you know, for their clientele. And that's where we got introduced to an online way of, you know, teaching kids. And I think that did wonders to us. And, you know, honestly speaking, from the present set of parents that we had, you know, with word of mouth, we started getting in more inquiries and more inquiries from across the globe, because that was the time where parents were also wondering, you know, how to utilize the time of their children, okay, to get engaged into some meaningful activities. And here we go. So we had students who joined us from Jakarta. There were students who joined us from Singapore. I remember there was a student, okay, who joined us from US and could not match up the timing and how we requested them, and they would get up, you know, their early morning to be a part of this class. From London, we have got a couple of students, okay, who are a part of this journey. And of course, Pan India, we have students from not just Bangalore, but Bombay, Delhi, Orissa, Ahmedabad, and down south.
Yeah, it's damn interesting. And now you want to, you know, take this initiative and this work to adults as well.
That is again a very interesting journey. Our focus will be children, but yes, we are increasing our umbrella of services and, you know, including adults into this. And the need to address, you know, these communication or so-called public speaking skills, it just came up very organically to us, you know, over the years of interaction that we have had with parents. And in particular, you know, rather with mothers who recognize the importance of developing these skills, you know, for their own personal and professional growth. I've seen a lot of mothers, okay, who started approaching me. Of course, there were some dads who would always ask us that, hey, Pooja, do you do some work for us too? Can you do some workshop for us? But we were so highly focused on children that we never did really realize or, you know, thought about it, because I think I was more like, you know, self-employed that time. I was single-handedly working on this whole thing. But now that we have a little team in place and I have got time, I just felt that, hey, I think what we really need to do here is that to start working on adults, because the foundation in a home, okay, when we talk about communication for a child, comes from their parents. You know, it's the parents who model good communication skills. You know, the way they and the way kids look up to their parents is a very important aspect. So I think it becomes more or so a critical thing, you know, for parents to have or showcase or build up their own communication skills to kind of, you know, help, not just help their children, but even to help themselves. So parents, you know, I see they're constantly faced with situations, you know, where they're either advocating their children's needs or engaging in day-to-day interactions, you know, be it parent-teacher meetings or just fostering healthy relationships, you know, within their families. We felt that this was an important skill to be upskilled. So hence, you know, now we are that, you know, moving towards, you know, working on building these skills for mothers, especially. Our focus here is, you know, work with the woman of the house, you know, because she is the most important part. So, and we also realized that, you know, there were a lot of challenges that they face. So we have started, you know, including these interventions and a lot of resources, you know, to help women, you know, develop their communication and public speaking skills. Yes, that's the area that I want to now definitely progress into.
How do you position yourself, or how, what explains you better? Are you a coach? Are you a mentor?
This is a little tricky thing, Radha. You know, I'm like, you know, I have... So when it comes to describing, you know, what I do, I sincerely feel and, you know, feel that I'm a very versatile professional, okay? And I wear multiple hats. So as a coach, if you ask me, you know, I guide individuals towards unlocking their full potential, you know, setting goals, achieving personal growth. And as a trainer, I definitely, you know, facilitate interactive sessions, imparting the knowledge that I have gathered over 23 years and a lot of practical skills to, you know, help individuals and my students, be it young adult students or be it the adults, okay, excel in their communication and confidence building. So how I see myself, you know, is fostering their creativity and imagination to help them communicate and their ideas. So you could say that I'm a unique blend of a coach and a trainer, okay, combining different approaches to create impactful and transformative experiences for my students. So I'm both, you know, yeah.
How do you see your journey from here? Because what started off as, you know, a problem statement for you with your child then became something that enabled many children, and now you're moving in a direction which is going to be even more larger in terms of scale and a little more widespread as well from the type of people that you are going to be impacting and enabling. So how do you see your journey from here on?
So I would, you know, I think each day I feel that this is the beginning of my journey, even though I started about 11 years back, you know, when I quit my corporate work and I realized that, hey, I need to spend time with my daughter. And then you have just heard how I started. But I feel that now that I'm looking at, you know, working with adults, I feel that this is an exciting, you know, entrepreneurial journey for me as a communication and confidence building coach. So my vision actually extends beyond the traditional training methods. You know, I really need to, I really want my anybody who comes to me, you know, should experience uniqueness in the way and the easiness, you know, way in which we are training them. So I really aspire to create, you know, an inclusive center when I think of this, where, you know, women and children can freely walk in and immerse themselves in the joy of building the most important and crucial skill of effective communication. you know, I see this as a space where they can unleash, you know, their potential, their inhibitions, their fears, and they should be able to express themselves boldly and, you know, develop this unshakable confidence. So I really plan to do, you know, very innovative workshops, really interactive sessions, and, you know, create a supportive community where we can empower our children and women today. Because I still feel that, you know, there are plenty out there who need to conquer their fears, find their voices, and actually find their own true self. So I think my team and I wish to create a sea of confident communicators, you know, transforming their lives, inspiring the greatness that they carry within themselves, but they're unable to see that. So, yes, so that is my vision, and that's exactly what I want to do. I really wish to see Constellar, you know, rising and shining into various parts, okay, of Bangalore to begin with. And I really want to see that people understanding the need for this training. And yeah, so I think it will all start there. It will all start there once they realize that they really need this. And this is a crucial skill to be built up. So I urge parents to come forward and realize this importance, you know, and gift it to not just themselves, but even to their kids.
It's a fascinating journey that you have had. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Radha. It was indeed so wonderful, you know, just speaking to you. And thank you so much.